Fruit Drop, HLB, harvesting labor, and research funding, among the issues that concern Highlands County grower John Barbin.
Right now, of course, the main concern of everybody is how much drop we've got out there, and is it going to continue through the Valencia crop? That's a big concern. The other big concern is trying to get the trust fund dollars through to get that staying on the farm bill. I think we're close there with the work of Florida Citrus Mutual. And, you know, congressmen have just really great job on that, getting that bill through and getting that put on the farm bill. So that in relation with greening research dollars there will be huge for us there. But the green disease that's here is bad, not going away. We thought when we were first told we were going to have to do 12 sprays a year, we sort of laughed. Now we're here in Brazil maybe doing 20, 25 sprays a year. And we're sort of laughing, but that may be where we're going. The other issue is labor. Are we going to have the labor to get the crop in? Even though it's a short crop, a lot of the labor force isn't here. And so that's always an issue, and I've been hearing that for, 35 years, is are we going to have the labor force to get the crop in? So that's, once we grow the crop, we've still got to get it harvested. So those are my huge concerns, but really greening is the big battle right now.
When you referred to the sprays, of course, you're talking about silage sprays.
Correct. Silage sprays mainly down in Brazil. My brother just got back from down there, and he said they find one silage, they spray the groves. That's sort of tough to fathom, that kind of money that you're going to spend. But the other side, if you don't take care of the silage and your groves continue to go down, at what point do you stop putting money into them?
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.